everyone, and welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Luna Mork, author, fine art photographer, speaker, and creative catalyst. Luna Mork is a freedom activist and has for many years been an advocate for women's voice, visibility, and self-value. She's the award-winning author of her own memoir, Seeing Red, A Woman's Quest for Truth, Power, and the Sacred. And today she discusses with us what personal power truly is and how it can set you free. So welcome, Luna.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, it's absolutely our pleasure. And I know this term kind of gets kicked around all the time, right? Personal power. What is our personal power really? And is it typically what we think it is?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think my own journey, you know, having lived in America for the past 13 years, I've been sort of subjected to this very slogan-driven, trend-driven culture in a way I haven't been before. And it really struck me that there's this constant use of power up and feminine power and superpower. And I was kind of starting to feel a little jaded and confused about what are we really doing? What is this about? I think my own journey writing the memoir, the last time I took up the draft and I wrote the book, I realized the book was really about personal power as it's been my journey. And also having worked with women for many, many years, very intimately with the photography explorations, you know, I learned a lot about women's lives and where we're at. And I wasn't alone in all the ways that I was divesting and giving away or avoiding actually standing in my power. So this was a little of a backstory to why this topic. What I've come to understand is actually personal power is a very, very intimate thing. It's not about, at least for me, it's not about puffing yourself up and doing things to make you feel like you have self-esteem and self-confidence and you can do whatever you want. All that language I'm sort of stepping away from to really get into the intimate sense of personal power. And for me, what I found is that it actually starts in the body. It is your ability to sense, use your senses, tune into your gut, tune in and get familiar with your physical language. This is the first step. This is where you start learning when something feels good, when something feels expansive, uplifting, right. This is also where you get the first signal when something is not right. And so this is sort of the body is actually the vehicle or the compass that you can navigate from. A lot of us get cut off by our neck and we live in our heads, in our minds. So it's very hard for us to actually feel and trust that what we feel is right because we're more used to mentally being in our world and that's we think about things and that's how we know truth, but that's not really truth. So for me, this was sort of like, wow, it is coming to trust your own body language and engaging with it very intimately so that you come to notice the subtleties in your own navigation system, so to speak.
Right.
Then,
right,
Luna. Yeah, and then, go ahead.
I was going to say, Luna, you made some really good points about how in society we don't necessarily look inside. You know, we're thinking and we're not trusting our gut. So what do you suggest for all of us out here and all of our listeners out there if they want to try and reconnect and really be in their own personal power, in their own sense versus what society defines it as. What do you think a good first step for people would be to try and find that connection?
Well, it would be spending time with your body. It would be, you know, maybe it's just something you could start with very simple every morning before you rush into everything you need to do, and that you actually spend a few moments just kind of tune in. Where are you in your body? Well, how does your body feel? And also, as you go through your day, as you're faced with circumstance and decisions and choices you have to make, instead of get busy in your head, try to just give yourself a moment to just feel, how does this feel? You know, does this feel freeing? Does this feel the right path for me? And this leads me to the other aspect of personal power, because, you know, I kind of played around with these words. One being the body-based one, having the sense ability. We have the ability to sense. And then the other side of it is our responsibility, our ability to respond. And I really think that once you start engaging with your body and really get to know your language and start trusting that what you feel in your gut, in your heart, in your energy field is true. And this is from where you can then start making new choices.
Okay, so Luna, where can you begin to apply this personal power in your life once you start that feeling, that trusting yourself and maybe listening to your gut and connecting with your gut a little bit more than just being all in your head? How do you apply that to different areas in your life, and where?
I think I live it, and I think it's very much to do with actually understanding that your most intimate relationship is the one that you have with yourself. Your life is your experience. It's nobody else's. So that's about taking full responsibility for your experience in your life. And once you get that, you know, you automatically want to make choices that support the experiences that you want to have. So I think that's always what I'm thinking. It's like, what experience do I want to have? We can't control circumstance, but we can always control how we respond to circumstance. And that's kind of where the freedom comes, because you can always be in an inquiry. Is this freeing in this belief or this thought or this action? Does it actually make me feel good? Does it make me feel free? Does it make me feel like me? That kind of inquiry on a daily basis is how I do it. I can always pull my power back to myself in almost like a physical way when I feel like I'm letting it drain out to other people's opinions or circumstance, or, you know, I protect my energy in this way.
Well, I think that this is excellent advice, especially for all of you out there that want to remember to be able to pull back that personal power and step back into it. You know, just ask yourself that question. Does this feel good to me? Does this feel right? And it's the consequence of whatever action I'm going to take or decision I'm going to make. Is that going to make me feel like me, make me feel good about myself when it's all done? I think that's an excellent place to leave our listeners, a great piece of advice, Luna, and to learn more about Luna Mork, her books, online programs, photography services, and upcoming workshops. You can visit her website, and I'll spell that for you. It's www.lon, as in Nancy, E. M as in Mary, O-R-C-H, lunamork.com. And also feel free to contact Luna to inquire about her services at luna@lunamork.com. That's L-O-N-E @lunamork.com. Thank you so much for a really inspiring and uplifting interview.
Thank you.
Well, this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com. Discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time, bye-bye.